Friday, October 16th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I've been well employed during the Trump administration as an ag sector advocate. I do not think that is going to change if it's expected given the political outlook today that the Democrats take over. Neither party is the ag party. They just come at us from different directions focused on different things. We're continually on defense. Given that the Democrats had their presidential caucuses in Iowa, we heard pretty much negative things from them relative to their view of our livestock production. Their view that we are Trump-supporting corporate factory farms subsidized by the government is going to have to be dealt with. I think that we will get better policy and markets, ethanol, farm labor, and trade, but you never know until you actually see it. Politicians do not always do what they say. Trump was no different. That is why he lost some support from the ethanol industry. That is also why the Iowa Corn Growers PAC will only endorse candidates with an actual record. The next ag secretary will be extremely important. I had no idea that Colin Peterson was 76, Tom Vilsack is 69, Sonny Perdue is 73. As I have noted in previous reports, one of the things that concerns me most from Democrats is their inheritance tax law changes proposed. That goes to the heart of agriculture. Farming is generational, and the hard work and investment is for the next generation, not something that the federal government should confiscate. Republicans let rich people pay few taxes, and both parties have been unable to tolerate austerity, to spend within a budget. So now the Democrats seem to think that estates are a piggy bank that they can rob to fund their fiscal agenda. The current estate tax exemption is $11.58 million, which is doubled for couples and indexed for inflation. There is stepped-up basis for capital gains, bonus depreciation, and 1031 exchanges wound into the mix where everything needs to be. I think that we have a fair inheritance tax regimen today that should be continued. Unfortunately, the Democrats do not really have to do anything, and it turns into a pumpkin in a few years. The current inheritance tax law sunsets. I think that the following sums up the situation. Under the current tax law, the higher estate and gift tax exemption will sunset on December 31, 2025. Starting January 1, 2026, the exemption will return to $5 million adjusted for inflation. With inflation, this may land somewhere between $6 and $7 million. There have been numerous discussions related to revisions to the estate, gift, and generational skipping exemptions, and some have even proposed repealing the step-up in basis at death, which could affect all taxpayers. Since the beginning of 2019, there have been several bills proposed related to the estate and gift tax exemption. One bill provides for the reduction of the exemption to $3.5 million and suggests an increase in the estate and gift tax rates from 45 to 77%. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. 100% of the cost of qualifying personal property can be immediately expensed upon purchase under the bonus depreciation rules acquired before January 1, 2023. Beginning in 2023, the expensive provision begins to phase out and is completely eliminated after December 31, 2026. Also, personal property is no longer eligible for like-kind exchange treatment. While the bonus depreciation provision completely expires after 2026, the change to Section 1031 is permanent. After 2026, taxpayers could be faced with potentially large gains from the disposition of depreciated personal property without a means to mitigate it. Democrats have made no secret of their intention to go after the rich, including higher taxes and estates, but family farms and small businesses should be excluded. I do not think that the filibuster in the U.S. Senate is long for the world. Even if the Democrats are blocked from changing the inheritance regimen prematurely before it sunsets, it'll be just as difficult to stop it from sunsetting. I think that small business and farm organizations need to gear up to attempt to convince Democrats that changing the inheritance tax regimen is extremely unpopular and will cost them politically in the future. Eliminating the current inheritance tax regimen would increase polarization. I think that we can tolerate other changes to the tax code proposed if they come close to honoring Biden's pledge not to increase taxes on those making less than $400,000. The biggest tax cut that Donald J. Trump gave the ag sector during his term was reduced income. You don't pay taxes if you do not make any money, and bankers will tell you that the lack of profitability was the farmer's biggest problem, not taxes. Farmers need to have income to incur a tax liability. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.